go to your competitors and say, look, why not recommend somebody when you're too busy? Let's say you had a direct mail list of prospects who just never converted. You can offer those to your competitors, and your competitors can swap theirs with yours, or you can, the competitor can write a letter saying, look, we've tried to do business with you for years, so look, if you don't want to do business with us, the least you can do is, why don't you try competitor X?
That's a great idea. Hi, this is Michael Sinoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. I've got another exciting interview with Bill Beaudry. Bill has taught internationally at some of the most recognized schools in the world. In this two-part recording, we're going to be talking about how you can use referrals to grow your consulting practice. You'll learn specific techniques to get referrals fast and how to keep them coming in day after day, month after month. You'll discover one referral strategy to quickly create a predictable stream of clients for your consulting practice without face-to-face asking. Now you can get all the referrals you can handle without the pain and humiliation of begging for them. Learn how to get better quality referrals in this recording from people who are hungry to do business with you. Learn how to give away gifts to get others to send clients your way. Learn how to get customers to lend you their Rolodex for a day so you can tap their network of vendors and best customers. It's time for you to enjoy the control over the amount of referrals you get with one system we talk about at the end of part two of this recording. Isn't that what you want? Referrals, people coming your way, wanting you to do consulting for them without you going out there cold. Each part of this recording is 25 minutes. Let's get going. Enjoy. Bill, you shared a referral and networking system here with me, and it was particularly interesting to me for my consulting practice and for my HMA consultants, because a lot of HMA consultants, they, or people considering getting into the consulting business, fear that they're going to go have to pound the streets or do cold calling all the time to build their consulting practice. Now, that may be true for a lot of salespeople and a lot of consultants, but can using referrals and networks eliminate all that, what Dan Kennedy calls grunt work, or is it just a pipe dream?
Oh, sure, you can eliminate it. But, you know, you focused exactly on the big issue is, there's what you do to first get started as a marketing consultant, and then what you do to continue. Okay, so what you might do at the very beginning is very, very, very different than what you might be doing later, though of course there's going to be a lot of overlap. For instance, before we get into referrals, you know, let's talk about some of the ways that these guys can dig up clients, okay?
Okay.
I mean, one of the ways is, of course, they give some public seminars, all right? And then they have to find a center of influence. And, you know, maybe it's even a library or whatever, and they give some public seminars. And they, you know, depending on whether they're a good speaker or not, or if that's their forte, a lot of people pick up clients that way. Or it's also a rehearsal practice for them to be able to start being able to spit out very clearly and cleanly and eloquently what they're going to do for a client anyway. So that's one particular thing that often people do. Another thing is, if you've already niched or decided on a niche and you've put up a website and you've started to write a lot of articles, for instance, on that particular niche, whether it's you're a landscaping marketer or you're a marketing expert for doctors or chiropractors or whatever, you're already going to have people start calling you, especially if you have a product that, you know, that you have for sale, and that will start bringing in leads. So there are all these multiple ways that you can sort of kickstart it, you know, and get this whole thing started. But the best way, and Mike, you know this, I mean, you sell an awful lot of cassette tape programs, and I've bought many from you over the years, and you know the best customers are the ones that come from other people. They come from referrals, and I've referred quite a few people to you. And because it works, you know, you get great service, and the same thing is going to happen for somebody who's a marketing consultant. So your clients are not going to necessarily recommend you to, you know, their competitors.
Right.
Okay, but they might recommend you to their friends who are in related fields or unrelated fields, you know, to help them, you know, increase their business as well. And referral systems are the best way to basically turn that whole force of people liking you, and you've done a good deal of work for them and they appreciate it, turning those clients and customers into a 24-hour no-cost sales force of motivated ambassadors because you've done a really good job.
Okay, I've heard that a referral customer is worth 15 phone calls.
When you have a friend who recommends you, to someone else, those people will listen to their friends, and they are more susceptible. Oh, my friend Charlie says you're a good guy, so let me give you a try. People are skeptical, and when all of a sudden you have somebody opens the door for you, those people are so much more easier to work with. They're more profitable, they're more cost efficient, they're actually more loyal, reliable, they're easier to deal with, they're easier to negotiate with.
After we go through some of these ideas and some of these specific systems that a consultant, once he gets started, can realistically have a consulting practice based on nothing but referrals.
Oh, sure. And actually, you can actually make it part of the business that you will not take them on as a client unless they give you a referral. You can actually build that into part of the business. Well, perfect example is Patty Lund, who is the very famous dentist in Australia, where he will not accept a new client into his practice unless they promise him two other clients of equal worth. And when he says equal worth, he says somebody who is just like you personality-wise, someone I would love to deal with. So people don't just, you know, recommend ordinary people. They just recommend people who are high-quality people that he enjoys dealing with. And as soon as you get good at what you're doing in the marketing field, it gets easier and easier and easier to do this because you get a reputation. And then you become in demand, and then you can sort of make demands on your client.
Hi, this is Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. I hope this sample audio clip has been helpful to you. If you're interested in becoming an HMA consultant, you'll have the entire database of recordings and interviews that I've done with expert marketing consultants. You'll be able to download them, burn them on CDs, listen to them on your MP3 players. You can print the transcripts, and you'll have 24 access to all the recordings at the HMA University. If you're interested in becoming an HMA consultant, please contact me at 858-274-7851.